Hey, good day, everybody. This is Stunker in the Audio 934. I'm Jeremy. Joining me this week is one Mr. Christopher. What's up, man?
Not a heck of a lot. How about yourself?
Great. Do you like that high energy intro?
Yeah. Really bringing it.
Man, yeah. It. I wrote down the number of the episode, and then it made it look. It converted it to currency for some reason. So as I looked down, I was like $934. Like, wait, what? And I'm like, and then everything else that's going on, like the sick that will not go away, like it's just annoying. It's like I had my, you know, turned 50 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, and like 2 days later, I started getting sick. And it has not gone away since. It is frustrating. And yes, I took medicine and antibiotics, all that stuff. It just won't go away. So this is going to be another one. Another high-energy episode from me. But, so what's new on your side of the world? In the good old state of Wisconsin.
Oh, not too much. It's been an insane end of winter as far as it's just doesn't feel like winter at all here. Spring has been here since probably the end of February. It's nice. It's pretty nuts.
Nice.
I'll take it.
Oh, it's funny.
I'll be dead before those ice caps melt or whatever.
Yeah, it's really not my problem, so it's fine with me. You know, it's an old. Actually, whatever happened to Dennis Miller? He was like the biggest thing for a while, and then didn't he had his own TV show on HBO and then Fox, right? And then.
Yeah, then he got Monday Night Football, and he's, well, he went Republican at some point, and then just wasn't as funny.
Yeah, but I mean, there are plenty of people who are still like, is that red, right? Republicans are red?
Yeah.
Yeah, that are red-leaning or whatever views that still do stuff, and...
Yeah, it just, probably the more he stopped being funny.
God.
Well, so many of these comedians, they start taking themselves so seriously as actual pundits, and it's like, dude, no, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I mean, he was actually given, like, his own, like, political show, right, on Fox, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but yeah, but you're right, though. Whenever someone gets, like, way too serious, it's like, all right, well, I mean, even for me, as much as I like Dave Chappelle, even some of his stuff, it's like,
he won't let any of that shit go. It's like, it's not funny. It's there's no joke wrapped up in any of it. Yeah, it's just some rich guy ranting about things that really don't affect him.
Yeah, it's a very weird stance. Like, when he pulls out jokes, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it just seems like they're so few and far between now. And it's like, I do like, I wouldn't say performance art, because that's such a broad thing to say. But that's kind of where he's going to. And I know it's stand-up. And apparently we're in the minority, by the way, because he sells out arenas. So, you know.
Yeah, if he's still selling out arenas, more power to him.
Yeah, but it's like.
But I was wondering if that's more on reputation of who he used to be versus who he is now. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, it's just a weird one. And it's like, I don't really care about what he, like, I don't, the subject matter doesn't, you know, it doesn't resonate with me at all. But if it's funny, it's funny. But that's always my problem now. It's like, well, this just seems like... It doesn't seem like it's an actual act. Like, it's not... Like, you see comedians, mm-hmm. and they have an act. Like, that's their hour, they call it. Or, you know, whatever. This is... Like, it's always different, but it's always the same thing, just with a different... Not a different slant, but a... The same slant, but a different story behind it.
Right.
And it's like, okay, sure. But anyways, going back to the Dennis Miller thing, he was talking about global warming a long time ago. And he's like, that's fine. I've been putting on a sweater when there's a chill now. Like, or I'll be happy not to put on a sweater when there's a chill. It was just some stupid joke. And it just reminded me of that. So, but... Yeah, well, actually, we actually have an opportunity to possibly move to Minnesota if she gets a job, And I just looked at her and I went, we're not going to Minnesota. She goes, no, we're not going to Minnesota. I was like, okay, yeah. I was like, no. I was like, it's going to take a shit ton of money. And I mean Dave Chappelle type money for me to move to Minneapolis or whatever this place is. No. I know Minneapolis is nice, possibly WrestleMania next year, but no. No. Although they do have all the sports teams, that wouldn't be too bad. Better than Charlotte, yeah. Jesus. But for sports, not weather. So, because it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. So, yeah,
well, for all we know, it might never snow again in Minnesota.
Yeah, true. That's very true. Yeah, but, you know, the second, it's like, what's it, Murphy's Law?
Mm-hmm.
The second I move up there, it's going to be torrential blizzards. Actually, is there ever such thing as a torrential blizzard?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But yeah, so all right, so you get the wrestling. That was the tourist board for Minneapolis, like, kind of hinted around that WrestleMania is going to be there next year. I can't remember the exact specifics, which doesn't really, you know, go along with this.
Yeah, they're closing a deal on a major event or something.
Yeah, and it's always been rumored, you know, an eventual one, but I don't know. WrestleMania in April, and for what you're saying, it's already nice up there. That wouldn't be a bad destination next year.
No. It's a 4-hour drive for me, so I'll do. And with people who would actually drive it, so I'll do it. If it ends up being Minneapolis, although I could have sworn some of the winds were blowing towards Vegas, but maybe those were just rumors.
That's what I thought too. I thought when they did the whole the press conference, as they called it, that they were going to announce, yep, it's going to be in Vegas next year, but then not realizing that stadium is small compared to, like, they're doing Philly. Philly's bigger this year. I think SoFi was bigger. Like, I don't know if they want to go to a smaller stadium, but it's TKO, and also it's still Vegas as well. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, we'll suffer. We'll only sell, was it 68,000 capacity for football, I think, or 62. I think it was 62,000. So add what, 3,000 for the floor, 65. So we only sell 130,000 tickets next year instead of 156. I think they're selling this year, something ridiculous like that. So I think that gets lost with them separating, with WWE separating WrestleMania into two nights. It's no longer like, hey, the attendance for this day is 72,000 whatever. It's total attendance, and they're giving you this gaudy number.
Yeah.
And it's,
even though that's mostly the same people each night, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the same price. It's not the same ticket every night too. So, you know, you can get people on hook for $1,000 seats two nights in a row. Not bad. Not bad business, you know.
No. I'm definitely looking forward to the location announcement for WrestleMania. But today, we got the location announcement for SummerSlam.
Yes, as rumored. And it was actually kind of like a really poorly kept secret, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been known for a very long time, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So, because we were like, yeah, if it's Cleveland, we're in. So, yeah, so August 3rd. The big day in whatever the Brown Stadium's called, I don't know. It's been a while since
I think it's just Cleveland Brown Stadium. I think they've largely avoided corporate naming rights, or it expired a while ago, and they just went back to calling themselves Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Or they were like, God damn, the Browns are awful. Never mind. So no one wanted naming rights, which doesn't really make sense, because no matter how bad you are, you know, everyone wants to put their name on something. For some reason, by the way. So we have Bank of America Stadium here for the Panthers. That has never once made me go, oh, I need to open an account with Bank of America. It doesn't make any sense. Like, naming, like, what was it, Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. It's just an overly long name. Like, it doesn't make you want to ever get a Little Caesar's pizza. Especially because they got rid of the square deep dish down here. So, no. But, yeah, naming rights is always stupid. Anyways, yeah, so August 3rd. Obviously, no matches yet. But only so far, just SmackDown and SummerSlam. That's it. So, another big stadium for one of the, I guess, the Big Four. But does the Big Four apply anymore when they're doing stadium shows for, like, other, like, well, Backlash isn't a stadium, but the Berlin one is, isn't it?
No, it's not, no.
That's an arena show as well. Okay.
I think that's an arena show, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, what was Cardiff? That was a football stadium, right? Or, you know, soccer football stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder why they're not. Do you think they'd be, you know, a big deal? Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, so we got SummerSlam coming up. I think we're all, as of now, planning on going. As long
yeah.
as... Dude, did you happen to look at hotel prices already?
No, I did not.
I'm hoping there's just a bunch of hotels that haven't, like, released rooms for those dates yet. Because the cheapest I saw was $323 a night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yes. So, we... Yeah. I plan on going. I can't say it's a guarantee with those prices.
Yeah, no. We haven't yeah. seen ticket prices yet. I mean, people were claiming robbery over the Royal Rumble prices.
Didn't even look at those. Were they that bad?
I never looked at them either.
Okay.
I mean, but apparently they were. I mean, we'll take a look at all of it. Yeah, okay. But yeah, no. There's definitely a... I would say for WrestleMania, my budget is higher. But for SummerSlam, there's definitely a limit.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the Rumble would be another one that my price would go up a little bit because the Rumble
yeah.
is a lot of fun.
It'll go up a little bit, yeah.
That's about it, though, right? Because Money in the Bank, well, I mean, there's two Money in the Bank matches, so that's not bad. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess the spectacle of WrestleMania is obviously the draw. And I really wish they would go to Atlanta again. That'd be nice. In their new stadium. Because it's close. But anyways, we're on the road to WrestleMania. So, Monday night. It's kind of weird. I don't get to talk about Monday nights much. But, basically gave us a few more matches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one match they gave us the tease of. Another match they told us what it's going to be. We're still waiting to find out the competitors. And the Intercontinental title, we have a challenger finally. And I'd like to start with that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Did the right person win?
That's a good question. It feels like Sami Zayn was maybe the biggest star without a match.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have all these things he was saying about the title. Now, this is where how many things have changed since right just before the Royal Rumble? You know, I don't think... Well, we know Drew McIntyre was never supposed to challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Right.
We have suspected that they were just going to finally do the Gunther versus Lesnar dream match.
Mm-hmm.
And when that all went up in smoke, and then everything happened with The Rock and Cody, you know, major changes have taken place. Maybe at some point they were maybe thinking about sticking Sami Zayn in the World Heavyweight title picture in the Triple Threat match. Because remember, he was promised... First, he was promising to be a world champion by the end of WrestleMania, and then it just became a champion.
Yeah.
Like, a week later, that changed. Like, his verbiage changed.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and this is where it just gets really screwy, and they really and they really messed with the guy. Trying to rebuild Chad Gable again.
Yes.
If they had no intention of following through with it.
That's exactly why I asked if the right guy won. And I know we talked about it the last show, and it was about, you know, Gable getting his revenge and all this. And I know, outside of the joking around, that actually was the more compelling story. To me, at least. And listening to the crowd last night, they seemed kind of behind Gable more than they were Zayn.
You can make the argument, but that was a really tired crowd that they had to work really, really hard to get like a half-ass reaction from.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually very surprised, you know, how little. Now, granted, the whole gauntlet started with Ricochet versus JD McDonagh, and you could hear a pin drop when they were wrestling each other.
Yeah, I mean, that took a while too.
Yeah. The whole thing. I mean, they've successfully done, you know, this gauntlet thing that takes up like an entire hour of TV before. You know, they did the one that Seth Rollins did the big performance of before an Elimination Chamber. And then, of course, there was the famous one that Kofi won to kick off Kofi Mania. Mm-hmm. You know, those are probably the most memorable ones off the top of my head.
Kofi lost that.
Wait, I thought he won.
No, he lost. AJ Styles beat him, but he was the first one in, and he was so impressive, it was like, wait a second. And that's when everyone got behind him.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. Kofi did not win. But yes, you're right.
Anyway,
yeah, anyways. But yeah, there's the one, I want to say it was in 2018 that went the hour to determine, like, who goes into the Elimination Chamber last, and Seth Rollins was in there for most of the hour and just had one of the most impressive single showings you could ever ask anyone for. These are the two that stick out. Yes, the finish of the second one didn't stick out as much. And I actually don't remember the finish of the one I'm thinking of either. You remember the performance of the guy who was out there the longest in the good ones.
Yeah.
But this one, even though Sami Zayn was out there for a while and beat three people, I still don't feel like it was that impressive. Maybe it was because the crowd was so dead for most of the whole thing.
Well, yes, but then also, out of the people in there, the only two possibilities were Sami and Chad.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't going to be Nakamura. That makes no sense. It sure as hell wasn't going to be Ricochet. I mean, he was the guy that lost it. They even showed it. So that'd be kind of a weird redemption. But, you know, they didn't really play it up. JD McDonagh, why? I didn't understand why he was in this.
Because he asked, I guess. He asked Pierce. That was pretty much it. I mean,
yeah.
They did the weird two-week Judgment Day Imperium feud that meant nothing.
Yeah. That's another thing. Well, unless Imperium is in the ladder match,
I don't think they're in any of the qualifying matches.
I remember
from the graphic.
Oh.
And the other qualifying matches are going to be on SmackDown.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, it is. You remember they've got that agreement, so Raw people can show up on SmackDown per the general managers. But I'm with you that it really was worthless.
It's again, the whole thing was weird, you know, building Gable back up and saying how much it means to him and bringing up the crying kid and then saying he's going to run through this gauntlet. He was the last man out facing an exhausted Sami Zayn, and he still lost.
Yeah, it would have made more sense if he was the first one. And they're like, oh, wow, he's got to fight through all these. And then have the disappointment of him losing, but at least the disappointment would be somewhat tethered or muted because Sammy's the one that won. Instead of having come out last and lose. Like, well, you weren't going to beat Gunther anyways then. I mean, I honestly thought they were going to get rid of Sammy with the Avalanche? No, Tsunami.
Yeah, I thought Nakamura was gonna was going to beat him in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But no.
But I'm trying to figure out, like, where that could have gone if Sammy had lost. Like, where could it have gone?
Yeah, that's the thing. If Sammy lost, he has no path to WrestleMania. He has nothing. And he's still too important to not have a path to WrestleMania. Whereas Gable, honestly, he could not be on the show. What they could do with Gable to salvage something is next week, Tozawa steps aside from their qualifying match with Otis, and Gable and Otis make it to WrestleMania to go for the tag belts again.
That's not that's not a bad plan. Yeah,
he's got to refocus on becoming a tag team champion. It's still not perfect because he shouldn't have done this to him a second time.
Mm-hmm.
His singles career might as well be over.
I think I even made the point of saying Triple H knew how to use Gable because that's what happened with American Alpha. You know, they'd lose, and then finally they won, and it was a big deal. And this time, you're right, they gave him like a 2-week build, and then he loses. And you're like, well, why? Like, I'm trying to think of somebody else who could have been in it, but then it would have been, well, why wasn't Chad Gable in there? And then I'd be like, well, why is JD McDonagh in there? Like, you know, and for any reason, I mean, other than asking. Okay, I guess that's how it works. But I'm trying to think of who could have replaced JD McDonagh. It could have been Jay. They already had that. And that'll be the next match we can talk about. But I just, when it was over, it just felt empty. Like,
yeah, it did. It felt very empty. I mean, it felt like you didn't need to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, Sammy and Gunther had a stare down. That was all you needed.
And
you didn't need to involve all these other people, and especially didn't need to drag Gable back into this, because people had already given up on Gable pretty much.
And my thing is, if they're going to have Gunther lose, should it be to Sami Zayn? I've always thought that whoever beats Gunther should be someone who's either never won it or had, you know, it was a long time ago. And it should mean something big. But Sami Zayn, who was a legitimate main eventer, beating him, doesn't seem like the big deal it should be.
Yeah, it feels like a consolation prize for Sami Zayn. Even though they have built up Gunther as something more than that. Yeah. They have built up this Intercontinental title. It is important. Hell, you know, Brock Lesnar was going to go after the Intercontinental title for the first time in his career, supposedly. So yeah. They've done, but yeah, it's still they're backed in a corner now because they obviously want Gunther in world championship contention soon. Maybe even by SummerSlam.
That'd be sweet.
Oh yes, it would be. Oh, Cody versus Gunther, give it to me now.
Yeah, and then give that belt to Gunther.
So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I also had the scenario in my head, just a fantasy booking. They teased the whole Imperium Judgment Day thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know, Damian Priest steps up to Gunther, and Gunther's like, well, no. Just the answer is no. And Priest is like, oh, you're running from me. He's like, I have nothing to gain by fighting you.
Yeah, I mean, we've set the precedent that the Money in the Bank can't be cashed on for a secondary title.
But then also...
You probably shouldn't have.
Well, wait a minute. Can it?
What?
Wait. You said it can't?
It can, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because of what Austin Theory did last year.
Okay. I was just making sure.
When he blew it.
Yeah. Well, my thing was that Gunther would tell him to put the Money in the Bank on the line, and he'll put his... have Gunther beat him, and then he's got the Money in the Bank now, makes him even more arrogant, and then that's when he can just cash it in on, which would be... I don't think they'll do it with Damian Priest, but I think it would be just amazing if they did it with Gunther and Cody at WrestleMania.
That would be terrible. No, they can't do that. No.
Just how amazing that would be. Like, wait, what? But you know, but that's also a way for like Gunther to get it away from Damian Priest, which it's been kind of like, Why did Damian Priest win Money in the Bank?
Yeah, I still don't know.
We had those few weeks where he was considering cashing it in, and then they just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, oh yeah, they forgot about it for months now. Yeah. Really, since Seth went down.
Which is too bad because he's really good. Like that, yes. That stuff with him and R-Truth, boy, R-Truth was over already. And you see him bullying him around, and it's like, okay. I mean, The Miz and R-Truth have to win the titles, right? I mean, that seems like that would be the logical thing.
That seems like it. Well, yeah. So, are we moving on to the tag team match now?
Yeah, there's really not much more to say because, I mean, nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
It's just, I just don't think he's the right one. I think Gable was, if you wanted to make a single star, him beat the guy that's held it for, it'll be almost 700 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was trying to think of somebody else on the roster. I guess Jay winning wouldn't have been so bad.
No, Jay could have been a good one, yeah.
But that I never thought that was going to happen. And that whole match, I just waited for Jimmy to show up, and he did. So,
yeah.
But we can move on to... Wait, which one are we going to move on to now?
I guess we can move on to either one now, yeah. No, I guess we can move on to the Usos.
Yeah, let's do that. So finally, Jay addresses the fact Jimmy keeps screwing him over. A couple weeks too late, but all right. I remember them talking about this at last year's WrestleMania, that their dream match is against each other. And here we are a year later, seemingly it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to get their shot. They better make it good, because there's definitely some doubts that this is going to be, this match is going to be that good. Well, it's going to be it's going to be awkward because it's going to look like the same person is fighting himself.
Yeah, it is. Well, they've done enough to finally differentiate themselves. And like Jesus Christ. Jimmy wears red and Jay does blue, which is funny because they're on the opposite shows for those colors.
Yeah.
But so they've got that. They've got different hairstyles. I think their tattoos are even different now. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Jimmy really hasn't wrestled too much lately, so I don't know.
No. I don't think Jimmy's won a match since the turn. The turn back, I should say.
I don't remember him wrestling.
Multiple tag matches. Singles match against future opponents of Roman Reigns that's that he right. lost. Yeah. Tag matches where he took the pin. Tag matches with Solo where he took the pin.
Yeah. Well, I know the dark match that we had here. It was supposed to be Jimmy. They changed it to Solo. And Jimmy was damn entertaining on the outside. And I was like, he just made his niche. And I'm all for guys not wrestling and getting paid because it's better for their health. So I was like, go at it. But, you know, these brother versus brother matches are always so weird. Like, with the Hardys, Matt was the heel, right?
Yeah.
And Edge and Christian, and yes, I know, Christian was the bad guy, so that made sense. I'm trying to think. Owen and Brett. Owen was the bad guy, and he won. But I know they wanted this to be their dream match, and it just seems like, is this like the natural conclusion to their feud? And they either reconcile or finally just go their own way. But, yeah. You know, it's kind of hard when your nickname's main event and you're not the main event ever. So it's like, this is the opportunity to show, all right, both you guys can do this. And really, I have no idea what we're going to get with Jimmy. I'm assuming this match goes on. And they wouldn't dare make it a three-way, would they?
No.
Triple threat?
No.
Ugh. Just made me like, eh.
With who? Solo?
Yeah. the brothers all fighting.
Seems to me like they are absolutely saving Solo for the interference spot during the main event, during Roman versus Cody.
Well, he's not allowed to, depending.
Unless Cena's gonna come back and face him, Solo doesn't have a match at WrestleMania.
Which is fine. I mean, no offense to him, he's got plenty of time, and I'm guessing, we'll get to that in a second, but it just really seems clear Cody's going to win, or they are doing one hell of a letdown. They're building up for one hell of a letdown. So, depending on what happens night one, Solo's not allowed to interfere because he's part of the bloodline. So...
I'm thinking, Rock and Roman are going to win. So it'll be a lot of bullshit, but I see them winning because the end of this this Cody Roman match has to just be absolute, insanity to blow off everything.
But okay, I understand why you say that and think that, but goddamn, I mean, if so, Cody has to win then.
Yeah, I mean, of course he does.
Well, all right. So,
I think he absolutely has to win no matter what.
Is there much more to say about Jimmy and Jay other than?
No, it's going to happen.
Okay.
And they've got a tough road to hoe here.
Yeah. All right. So to move on, I just want to make sure we covered everything we just have. But yeah, it's we talk about this as WrestleMania is closer. The deck is so overwhelmingly stacked against Cody that it just doesn't even seem believable. I mean, Rock was talking about, Solo can sing the national anthem, or he can be the bellkeeper, referee, whatever else. And it's like, all right, and I know they've kind of built up their superheroes versus supervillains with, Cody, Jay, and Seth. And then, Solo, Jimmy, and Rock, I guess. But then it also seems like there should be more on the good guy side, like Kevin Owens should be one of them still. That's the only way to balance it out, because this just seems to have the way The Rock describes it is they can do anything. And it's like, and I don't like this stuff, because why wouldn't, if they have a special referee, just fast count them? Or just change the rules and go, you only need one count to lose. Just something like that. But I understand what you mean about fireworks and all that, but it just turns into like TNA at that, like old TNA at that point. It's like, where's Jeff Jarrett's guitar eventually? And that's what that's what I'm hoping they avoid. Like, it almost would have been better for me if Rock was like, yep, we win, then I had it in my head and I lost it. But then the interference spots, which are clearly going to happen, would at least, Cody either overcomes or somebody else gets in to prevent him. Now, you mentioned John Cena. Where would he even fit with this? Solo?
He would face Solo in a one-on-one. Or maybe he'll end up the special guest referee for the tag match, and maybe Cody and Seth do win. I don't know.
I like the idea of Cody and Seth winning, and it gives tension between Rock and Roman, sure. And then even on Sunday, they obviously go against their word because Rock is the boss, right?
Yeah.
And Rock Cody's
can, okay. Rock can even say, I'm not technically in the bloodline. he can make himself special. He can do what? Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. And keep Solo and Jimmy out of it.
Well, even then, even like if Solo interferes again, does the spike, everyone's like, oh my God, but Cody kicks out. And then all of a sudden, someone comes and takes him out. So Solo's taken out. Jimmy tries to interfere. Jay takes him out. That sort of thing. Kind of looked like the constant build of removing people. And then I know you said Cena, but what about Rock interfering? And I know he doesn't want to wrestle. Triple H interferes and drags Rock out.
Yeah,
You know,
it's possible, but you don't want to plant you don't want to plant that in people's heads
right.
that they're going to get Rock versus Triple H at some point.
Oh, that's very true, very true. So, especially because, you know, Triple H has made it pretty adamant he's not wrestling, which I'm very happy
No,
for.
I mean, what
So.
is there's a very probably a very good chance it's going to happen is the Rock's going to have a change of heart and help Cody and leave as a baby face.
Yeah, I
Unless
definitely.
they're gonna play it, unless they're gonna play it that Rock throws the tag match complicates any idea of the Rock being a double agent. Because why is he going through with the tag match then? So it'll have to be played as if he's having a change of heart, not that he was a double agent the whole time.
Yeah, the change of heart I like. You can see that and be like, "Yep, I was wrong about you," or "I was wrong about this." One of my biggest, well, there's also, was it a Tama Tonga? Didn't he?
Yeah.
And everyone keeps saying, "Well, they said no member of the bloodline, so he could interfere." But it's like, do you really think all those people in Philly know who the hell that is?
Not all of them, no.
So it'd be like, who's this guy?
I mean, I guess you could have the run-ins from the family members who are or who have been previously unaffiliated. You could do something with that. But yeah, it's again, it's you know what? It's all intriguing at the very least. We you know one they have not done this with the two nights yet before, where what happens on night one is going to flow into night two.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah. I mean, I guess the closest we had was like, is this the end of the bloodline stuff? So,
Yeah, or the closest we've really come is, well, there's going to be a four-way women's match, and then the winners are going to face the tag team champions tomorrow night. That's the closest they've ever come. That's the only time anyone's ever wrestled twice on WrestleMania weekend since they moved to two nights.
And I still liked my idea for Gunther, but oh well. So, with him winning the title from Seth, vacating the Intercontinental, and then having it, you know, won in the Andre the Giant one, but that ain't gonna
Yeah,
happen.
there's God, Seth could have just given up the title and put it online in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. But, you know,
Yeah, I mean, I hope Drew McIntyre just destroys him and wins the title.
Yeah, Drew's too good right now. And all right, let's talk about that. That promo from Seth, he's the good guy? I mean, he's just burying the bad guy in this. And it's like, I mean, he said Drew's literally the least of his worries. And it's like, wait a minute, they're doing a whole Gunther's too full of himself angle. And he's the bad guy. Now you're kind of doing the same thing with him, to where he's not full of himself, but, well, Gunther full of himself, but he's not taking him seriously, but he's a bad guy. And now Seth is doing the same thing, but he's the good guy. And I know he kind of laid it out because he said, you know, I've already beaten you, and the same thing's going to happen again. And I'm like, you're not really doing a really good job of making people want to see this. Like, it's fine to say you beat him before, but good grief.
Yeah, no, I did not like that line at all.
And
So.
I'm guessing he's trying, like, but it's still like the roles are reversed. Isn't it usually the bad guys trying to get the good guy to overreact so they get disqualified and can't win
Yeah.
a title? And that's what Seth is doing to Drew? I guess. I don't get it. So
Well, unfortunately, there is also a possibly something that could help Seth retain. CM Punk has been announced for an upcoming appearance
yeah, Chicago.
in Chicago, which means that he is at least healthy enough to travel and do, minor things.
Well, I mean, it's not big
So if
travel, it's
he could get
Chicago.
involved in the match at WrestleMania. Now, granted, I don't know why he'd help
Oh,
Seth, but
no. I didn't think of that. Yeah. He could cost Drew the match and...
Well, I mean, Drew would go...
Oh, yeah, my God.
And Drew would go absolute apeshit. I mean, ideally for me, Drew will be the champion when Punk comes back.
Yes.
And they can just you run that match as soon as you possibly can. With Punk, you just go for it. Well, they were trying to do that, but Punk couldn't even make it through the Royal Rumble. Not getting hurt.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. As soon as it's possible, do it.
Yeah. So if Punk can be ready by SummerSlam, obviously Punk has to face Drew. They're setting this up, unless Drew actually is leaving. Which I have a hard time believing that someone that they're giving so much to heading into WrestleMania could leave within weeks afterward.
I mean, unless Seth just, you know, squashes him.
Unless Seth and Punk all, you know, get their revenge and send him on his way, I guess you could do it like that.
I'd hate to see him leave. Because
I'd hate to see him leave too. Because I don't think he's better off in AEW. I don't even know who he is at this point. You know, AEW's got such a mountain to climb to get back to where they were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Drew's been doing the best work of his career in the last few months. So I think he deserves the title. I think you can certainly, you know, get a feud with him and Punk out of it for the title, and then you can still get, you know, by next year's WrestleMania, you can still get to Punk versus Seth.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, it's funny with like Drew. Like, I know it wasn't the plan, but it certainly seems like this was the plan, because the Drew Seth stuff up until this week for me has been pretty good. I just didn't like Seth. Like, I didn't like the angle they took with it. I was like, what? Why is he talking like this? It just, I don't know. It didn't hit right. But anyways, I am looking forward to that one. And it would be funny if... And actually, you could have night one. You could have Drew interfere and help Seth lose that match.
Yeah, absolutely you could do that. So I think that's something... Once again, it completes the turn of Drew McIntyre into a hypocrite if he helps Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it does, really. It kind of completes the story with that. You know? Yeah, no, I don't mind. It's. I know this is like fantasy booking in our head, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we could do this. But when's the last time, like, we really don't know? And it's made it, I think we talked about this before, not knowing some of this stuff has made it so much more fun.
Yeah.
And I know we don't have to read anything about this stuff, right? But we do, so whatever. But it's just fun. Like, even Cody, like, him losing last year, if there's any good thing to come out of that, is that this year is not guaranteed. Even with the way they are, The Rock saying, you're never getting another shot. This is it. We saw that in AEW. Cody self-proclaimed, if he doesn't beat Jericho. And he lost. And everyone was like, holy shit. I don't think they're going to do that. I do think Cody's going to win, but there's still that little, like, the little sliver
It's Roman Reigns. It's this reign. It's cutting him short of the Hogan number. Yes.
Yeah. So...
There's still a lot of people who don't believe that they're going to... Who've got it in their heads that he's going to overtake this Hogan number, even though it's not really the record. The record's another 4 years away after that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, the Bruno one, yeah. So he can be number two. It's like, okay. But, yeah, it's... I just find it kind of refreshing. I mean, even Gunther, there's no guarantee Sami Zayn's going to win.
No, I would... That one could go either way. And there's no... you can argue that it's... That obviously the argument is Gunther's ready to go for it all.
Yeah.
And the other argument is, Sami Zayn's been an Intercontinental Champion before. What does this really mean for him?
Exactly. Yeah, I think I failed to mention that before. Because didn't he lose it to Ricochet?
Was it Ricochet or was it Jeff Hardy? Or was it somebody else?
It's so funny to say that, because I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about Jeff Hardy.
Didn't they do something? Wasn't there like a three-way ladder match? Oh, no, wait. Sammy actually won that match. Because isn't that the match where he took the holes in Jeff Hardy's ear and handcuffed them to the fucking leg of the ladder?
Oh, God. Wait. I thought that was Randy Orton. Oh, no, he did the screwdriver.
Yeah, Randy Orton did the screwdriver.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Good Lord.
Yeah, I, So, Sammy lost to Big E.
Yes, and then Big E lost to...
Apollo Crews, because that was worthwhile.
Yes, and okay, there we go. Jesus Christ.
And then somehow it got to... I don't think Crews lose to Ricochet, or who the hell did he lose to?
Nakamura had... Oh, no, that was before all that.
I think Nakamura was before...
So was it Ricochet? Yeah, then Ricochet must have beat him, and then Gunther beat him. And it was funny, because when Gunther beat him, it was like, all right. And he hasn't lost since. Like, well, outside of a count-out or whatever it was.
Yeah, a count-out, yeah.
Yeah, so... But it just, like, there's nothing set in stone, which is fun. I mean, I'm guessing Logan Paul is fighting Randy Orton, but then, like, where's Kevin Owens in this? Unless
I
they're having, like...
I imagine that's going to have a triple threat.
I was wondering if that wasn't going to be a handicap match. Him and Orton versus Paul, Grayson Waller, and, Austin Theory.
Oh, no. You could do that in that episode of SmackDown, but... Yeah, let's...
You're welcome.
There's a place, there may be a place for those two at WrestleMania, but it ain't in that match.
Yeah, well...
We'll get to that maybe, but I think it'll probably be a triple threat, and honestly, I don't see a reason for Logan Paul to lose.
No,
he's wrestling two made guys who you could argue are above the U.S. title to begin with.
Oh, for sure. Although I still, to go back to Friday real quick, I'm really enjoying No Fucks Given Randy Orton.
Oh yeah, I do too.
And. Just as soon as KSI was left in the ring, I'm like, oh my God, this guy flew in for this. And sure enough, he took that RKO perfectly. I was like, this guy's never wrestled before, huh? All right. And then Randy, of course, I knew he was going to say the drink was good because you're not going to shit on the sponsor, right?
Yeah, no. That was funny because otherwise Randy would.
Yeah, old days, Randy probably would have been like, "I'm gonna wipe my ass with this thing," but I'm such a child. I got such a kick out of him pouring it on KSI's crotch.
Yeah, that was funny
because it was not necessary. There's no reason for it. He must have poured it on his shoes, and then he pours it over his face, and I just started laughing. Like, this is the stupidest thing. This guy's two appearances in WWE. He's in a prime bottle and got splashed by his buddy. And then he gets RKO'd and then his own drink poured on him. Like, it was just something, I don't know, I was just giddy laughing at that whole thing. But yeah, you're right, Logan Paul doesn't need to lose. So, especially if he's going to be in Cleveland.
Yeah.
If he can get to Cleveland, I know he's supposed to be like, you know, is he from Cleveland or something?
Yeah, he's, well, I think him and his brother they might be from those suburbs, those rich suburbs of Cleveland that the Beverly Brothers were from. Yeah, that's a reference.
I love the Beverly Brothers.
Shaker Heights or whatever, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they came from some money. I mean.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but yeah, Cleveland. You could say Cleveland.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get Logan Paul versus The Miz, or Logan Paul versus Johnny Gargano in Cleveland.
Not The Miz, no.
It's his town.
I know, but no. And then Gargano would be fun. But what a goofy size difference that would be.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I still feel like since he's not getting a world title, they should probably give LA Knight the U.S. title at some point.
Oh, absolutely. Like, It is crazy.
It's crazy he hasn't already been the U.S. champion, at least.
Well, all right. Was there anything else on Raw we need to talk about real quick? Because you touched on something that's actually I've been wanting to talk about for a while.
Well, there's one more thing, but it combines both Raw and SmackDown. We've danced around it, but let's talk about LA Knight, yes.
Okay. So, oh yeah, the tag match. Cool. There's gonna be a qualifiers for a ladder match. Cool. All right. So, yeah. LA Knight is part of the spoil of riches WWE has right now.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I mean,
at least on the babyface side, yes.
Oh, I think just talent wise in general.
They do, but the heel depth is more questionable.
Because, well, yeah, yes, because you have AJ Styles, a heel that never wins.
Just turned, really.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously turned, yes. And so LA Knight's, like, taken off. And, yes, he lost to Roman. No one thought he was going to win. Got in the was it a triple threat match? No.
Four-way.
No one expected Roman to lose and didn't. Elimination Chamber gets punked out, you know, gets taken out, basically. So, it's like, it was his time. But the unfortunate facts are, there are so many people whose, you know, in quotes, time it could be. And I know that's like, strike while the iron's hot, I get it. But Triple H first sticks to his plans as much as he can. And that, it kind of puts people out on the outside. And even Chad Gable, I mean, I know we were saying it was only a two-week build, but he's kind of put on the outside now. Where it's like the crowd's getting behind him again. The crowd's always been behind LA Knight. Now, he's going to have a match with AJ at WrestleMania, obviously, so he's not, like, off the card. But, yeah, you're right. When it comes to, like, a title picture, he's not a consideration for, I mean, at all. Because there's other people there already.
Yeah. What I might have done is on Raw at some point, Gunther declares that no one on Raw, he's beaten everyone on Raw, no one on Raw can beat him. Just, you know, emphasizing on Raw, and that's when LA Knight shows up and takes advantage of this open door policy during WrestleMania season.
You know what? I go along with that because I think that would be it'd actually be a twofold. LA Knight wins his first title. No, it's not the world championship, but then he also is the guy to finally beat Gunther. And yes, yeah. I know LA Knight's 59 years old, whatever he is. It doesn't matter. No, these guys aren't wrestling as much as they used to.
No, they're not.
So their bodies, you know, frankly, should be in better shape, so you can last longer. He doesn't look like an old dude either.
No, he doesn't. No.
So yeah, I could absolutely get behind that.
It's not going to happen, but that's something that they definitely could have done that would have been more important for LA Knight to do. I mean, AJ Styles is not a bad spot for anybody. Mm-mm. He's not a bad win to have. But at the end of the day, he feels very far from where he was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I don't, it always seems like AJ's kind of turned into the Rey Mysterio, where it's like, don't worry, he can eat a loss and everyone's going to love him. And it's like, I think we kind of found out. No. I mean, you know, turning him heel obviously is going to prevent the fans from cheering him, but you can't keep having him lose. So, and I mean, he's got to, I mean, LA Knight's got to beat him. Good
yeah,
God. So, well, I mean, I'd say he's got to, but it's like, well, no, he doesn't really have to. So,
let's just say, for example, SummerSlam is absolutely going to be LA Knight versus Logan Paul for the U.S. title. What do you do for you have three pay-per-views before that. Then what does LA Knight do?
Yeah, true. No.
Because with Logan Paul, yes, he's from Cleveland. But he's already played the, you know, I hate this town, I moved to L.A., you know, shtick. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah,
he's not going to be an overwhelming, you know, baby face in his hometown no matter what.
Yeah,
he's,
you know what,
guy.
I never finished my thought on that, that's why. And I was going to say, he can lose in Cleveland because of who he is. Like, I think L.A. Knight versus him in Cleveland, L.A. Knight's the one getting cheered.
Oh yeah.
I mean, overwhelmingly. So, you know, and then Logan Paul can be mad about the disrespect that his hometown showed him. Like, all that stuff. So, but, you know, but that's a long ways off. It's just, it always, like, it seemed like it was Drew's time when he lost to Roman. It seemed like it was Sheamus' time after that loss to Gunther. I mean, people were going nuts for him. And then, I guess he's coming back. I don't know.
He's one of those people who seems unhappy. And if he could go have 5-star matches in AEW, maybe he'd be fine with it.
Okay, here's the thing.
Quote-unquote 5-star matches.
Thank you. Because if I see... I know it's just one person's opinion, but I railed on this last week. If I have to sit through one more AEW match where it's just big move, big move, big move, big move, big move, and I have to listen to people tell me about how great this fucking match is, I'm going to lose my shit. I've had it. I know the art of selling is not what it used to be, but I appreciate the athleticism of what a lot of these guys do. In fact, no, I'm sorry. I appreciate the athleticism of what all of them do. Women, men, I can't do the flips. I can't do the stuff they're doing. But I also have eyes. And if I'm getting kicked in the head, I'm going to speak specifically again of the main event last week on AEW. Kyle Fletcher takes that spike, Hurricanrana, whatever, from the top rope. 20 seconds later, he's up and running around. You should be dead, first off. Luck, second, man, that looked terrible. It didn't mean anything. And then I have to listen to everyone tell me how great it is? No. So, like, Sheamus going to AEW and having a 5-star match, what does that even mean anymore? He can just keep bro-kicking everybody and they can just do a flip, get up, and then run around the ropes again? Like, So, yeah, I think the myth of a 5-star match in AEW is getting on my nerves, too. So yeah, so how do you feel about that?
All right, well, what now?
Well, see, we were talking, all right, so we mentioned Drew leaving, going to AEW. Like, Sheamus possibly leaving, go to AEW. Where the hell are they going to go in AEW? You know what I mean? Like, Okada's there. They just got Will Ospreay, who I just mentioned. MJF's going to be coming back. You've seen the state of that company. Like, their storylines. Lack of, by the way. Like, anyone going to AEW, I get it for the money, but you're playing 3/4 of an empty arena. You're going in these rings where you're not, there's no upward mobility. Hey, listen, I know that they want to, like, it looks like Ospreay and Okada are going to get, like, the rocket on them, right? But how many times have we seen this with people and they just become somebody else or just another person?
Yeah. So, no, and Okada is absolutely being set up to be a sidekick to the Young Bucks? What? Now, granted, he didn't have to come in as this. This is why the idea of him going to WWE intrigued me. You know what? It's a completely different style, a different way of doing television, different presentation of him. Yes, maybe at some point he would have ended up having a match in the second hour of Raw against Ivar. You know what? That would have actually been interesting.
Yeah, it would have.
But here, in AEW. Yeah, he's been set up with a match with Eddie Kingston, and I think that's a match that hasn't been done before, so, you know, that's fine. But then after that, what? Is he going to wrestle Ospreay again? Are they going to eventually set him up to wrestle Danielson again? To wrestle Kenny Omega again when he's healthy? It's the same old shit. If you followed Okada's career enough.
Well, in this case, Okada's the bad guy now. So he'd be the bad guy facing Omega, which I did kind of enjoy. Everyone's cheering for him, and he comes back and aligns himself with the Bucks, which I get it. but also was like a bad guy, just like the smug bad guy.
I didn't mind. I kind of like him in that role. I just don't know if this Young Bucks presentation has legs.
No, because they're just. I know it's like very easy to gang up on them, but this whole EVP gimmick, it's so over the top. It's not believable. Like finding people or doing this, whatever else. It's like they're playing a character that's an EVP instead of just like tap into reality. Or if anything, and this would work with an audience that doesn't know the stuff, tap into what like your reputation is. If like these two little pricks who, you know, get their way, who would book their friends over everybody else, who would like, and not saying any of this is true, but that's the reputation. Like, play into that stuff, but this whole crap with whatever they're doing now, I'm like, oh my God. And yeah, but yeah, tagging him up with Okada's like, I guess because they can talk and he can't. But, okay. And I think that was always going to be the detriment for me, for him in WWE. And I know it's Hunter. I know it's a different train of thought. But if you're not going to be able to speak that great of English, it is going to hurt you. So maybe that's why. But I saw something. Okada said he would be able to have better matches in AEW. Which I agree with what you said, though. I hesitate to call it lazy, but you're just going to a place where it's the same people who've already fought, just like you said. What more can you do differently? Except make a shit ton of money, apparently. So,
yeah.
Good for him. You know? But, and then you've got Will Ospreay, who I thought he was a bad guy, by the way.
I think we're heading towards being a babyface, especially with Wembley coming up.
I mean, the way he's acted has been a babyface reaction the entire time.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, like the last time we saw him and Omega were fighting, he was the bad guy. So, all right. I'm not complaining about that, by the way. Hey, look, there is absolutely no doubt that Ospreay has, you know, he's got it. He can talk. Apparently, like, doing this face turn, he's pretty likable. You know, affable guy. But then, I could see why he chose AEW. Do you think for 1 second, like, Randy Orton or Roman Reigns is going to put up with the shit he does?
No. No. AEW is absolutely perfect for him.
Yeah.
Yes. Because there's the people who go to AEW shows and buy, for the most part, buy AEW pay-per-views are into what he does. And there's times I'm not into what he does. There's so many of his matches, you know, cross that line. They go too long, too many big moves, too little selling, you know, all that. Yes.
Yeah.
He's one of the worst offenders in the world when it comes to that in his matches.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't see the Takeshita one. I didn't care either. But it was just like last week, and I'm like, this is what it's going to be every time he's on. And it's going to get old. And the thing is, like you said, the people who tune in to AEW, that number's not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
The people aren't buying the tickets to go to the show, which is just shocking to me. Like, how it dropped off so fast. And I don't know why. Like, TV ratings are what they are because you're always going to find someone different on TV. But, like, what caused the attendance to just plummet the way it did? Obviously, outside of pay-per-views.
That's a question they probably need to really, really ask and literally hire a company to do, like, a third-party study on. Because I could throw out, I can say some. You know, at a certain point, it's just it's everything we talk about. It's the lack of storylines, it's the lack of follow up, it's never knowing who's going to be on the show when you buy tickets. You know, your favorite. When you go to a WWE show, for the most part, unless your favorite wrestler is Roman Reigns, if you go to a Raw or SmackDown show knowing what the roster is, you're going to at least see your favorite wrestler come out to do a promo. Mm-hmm. In AEW, you don't have that guarantee. Yeah. You could get, like, you know, half of the roster of a Collision or a Dynamite could be dudes from Mexico, from AAA or CMLL or New Japan.
Which is a gigantic problem.
Yeah. Or it could just be some indie guy you've never seen before in your life could just be on the show in a 20-minute match.
Yes. Well, who's the Desperado guy or the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah. Brian Keith.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not bagging him, but I'm bagging the idea that this indie guy I've never heard of. Never heard of him. And he's, like, taking up time on TV when, you know, there's other people. But anyways. And, like, for me, I don't understand why they're doing partnerships with CMLL. I understand why you do a partnership. But, who cares? It's not helping in the ratings, so that's clearly not it. It is not helping for attendance. That's clearly not it. Like, there's no benefit for AEW to do this. But for CMLL, I guess with the shows that AEW stars are supposedly going to be on, they've sold out. So it's like, all right, only one side of this is getting something. Like, some of these guys, I don't know who the hell they are.
So no, I don't either.
I finally had to, like, subscribe to the CMLL YouTube page, but they don't put full matches on. And it's, again, I don't understand how you don't have subtitles on a foreign language channel. So it makes it impossible to know what's going on. AAA does it as well. So, you know, it drives me bonkers. But anyways, yeah, this whole CMLL thing, on the heels of the Continental Classic, which just ate up TV time. It's like, can we please just get back to having AEW guys fight AEW guys?
Please? Now, the build to Revolution was significantly more focused, and the TV was significantly better. But then, I feel like last week's Dynamite was a huge step back.
I'm trying to... Oh, no, that was Okada. Darby talking about how he may die. God damn, what else was on the show last
week? Well, I mostly talked... it seems like it's only going to be a two-week thing, but putting the focus back on Undisputed Kingdom so much.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And then having Samoa Joe and Swerve team with each other.
That's how we started last week's show, by the way.
Yeah, that is how they started last week's show. Yeah. Oh, that's how you guys started last week's show? Sorry, I don't listen.
Yeah, I was... Okay. No, it's fine. I try not to listen because I want to get my own opinions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, that's Vince McMahon booking. That was stupid. The whole thing was stupid. It made no sense. And I also said, and I'll ask you this because it is going to be on Wednesday, Samoa Joe and Wardlow. What do you do with that match?
I think Joe just needs to win.
See, I said the exact opposite. You want to get people talking or tuning in, doing something. You have Wardlow win.
Hmm.
I know it's like, wait, what? I get it. But give us something. And it goes to my shooting star thing, where, you know, and Wardlow even said, you know, they strapped a rocket to him. He was pointing the ground. But you remember how gigantic he was with the MJF thing?
Yeah.
And MJF sandbagged the whole thing. He hasn't been anything since. He cuts that insane promo. Now, the follow-up wasn't as good, but shocked the shit out of everybody. Have him win. And be like, wait, what? And then you don't know what's going to happen. But.
No, I mean, I see your argument. I get it. They've gone this far with this whole Undisputed Kingdom thing and the whole devil reveal and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You almost have to pay it off because you kind of push yourself into a corner to have to pay it off.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing, Adam Cole's whole mission statement was Wardlow becomes the world champion. Of course, he's eventually expected to hand it over to Adam Cole when he's healthy, but...
Yeah.
Well, you know, you cross that bridge when you get to it. Because it doesn't seem like Adam Cole's going to be healthy anytime soon.
No.
This seems like a really, really serious... It's probably not healthy for him to be traveling as much as he is. If he's really still that bad off. But, yeah, but no, yeah. If you're going to do this, you really do have to not have them fail at all. For months, if you want to have a dominant faction.
Yeah, well, if that's already out the window. I mean,
you can job Bennett and Taven to the sun to the cows come home. Who cares about them? But Strong has to be kept somewhat strong, even though he's a joke. He's made himself a joke. Cole, of course, when he comes back, has to be you know, presented as a top guy. But then there's Wardlow. If Wardlow... I expect Wardlow to lose. But if they lose, then the Undisputed Kingdom has failed at their objective, and what's the point of it? You can't even keep this thing alive until both... I have a feeling they probably won't be able to keep this thing alive until both Cole and MJF are healthy.
Yeah, because MJF with a shoulder injury, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's... Yeah... Tossing them back in all of a sudden, yeah. And it really was like, if you wanted to change gears, Wardlow's promo was the perfect time to change gears. Like, wait a minute, this guy just came out and lambasted everybody. And then have him just blow the kingdom off and go on his own. You know, but I know what you're saying, though, is they have their mission statement. Okay, so you do kind of got to keep to it. But at the same time,
But this is it. This is Wardlow's shot. If he loses,
yeah,
they're losers. They suck. It's over.
Yep. So I didn't even take that into consideration in mind. So, yeah, it even makes my point, like, my frame of mind on this even stronger now. Yeah. And people are like, Wardlow? Like, yeah, I know. Do it. And, you know, just shock everybody. You know, because remember, it used to be anything could happen in WWE. And, I mean, not really anymore. But in AEW, it's become by the numbers. There's not a whole lot of shock anymore. There's not a lot of surprises. And, you know, it's like, I know this is not the same, but look at poor Deonna Purrazzo. She comes in, loses to Toni Storm. She's already getting booed by the crowd. So, well, that didn't work. And I know it's Deonna Purrazzo, and she was miscast as the babyface anyways. But it's just people come in, have their little bit of time, and then they go away again. This would be, what, Wardlow's third time?
I don't even know what you count it as, because, I mean, he lost that TNT Championships three times in, like,
yeah,
eight months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now because of what Joe did, he's walking around with that stupid haircut.
Yeah. Yeah. He's unfortunately got to wear that out while it grows out. You know? Yeah. Like, ugh, it sucks. I can't hide. He was wearing a baseball hat, wasn't he, for a bit? Like, backwards?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but then that's what Bennett and Taven do, so. Can't step on gimmick infringement, buddy. So. But no, it's like AEW to me just needs something different. Osprey, sure. Hell, just strap it to him. Screw it. You know, if you want him to be your big baby face, run with it. Have him win it. I don't know. That company needs something different. And I think maybe the opportunity has presented itself, and maybe we'll find out tomorrow if they actually do something about it. But I don't know. I'm still not buying their pay-per-view, so I don't care. So that's why when you guys said you were getting Revolution, I was like, hell no. But I don't know. Was there anything else that was on the agenda for this week? Do we have anything else?
Well, I mean, we didn't really talk about any of the WWE women's stuff.
That's very true. It's, well, I mean, obviously we're getting Rhea and Becky. Okay, we talked about that before. I'm still in the same mind. I still think Becky should lose, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that she should lose. It's not feeling. She's not feeling like she's gaining this momentum that she needs it back, and she really doesn't really need it back.
No, not at all. It would actually kind of cement Rhea as the top one too.
Yeah.
You know, the Bayley damage control thing. Okay, like, she's taking on Dakota Kai next week. This week, right? On SmackDown.
Yeah.
I mean, this should have never happened anyways because Damage Control needed Dakota as the spokesperson. The best person to speak English, you know?
Yeah.
Get it out there quick and be done with it. So, her being the bad guy still makes sense. I just didn't like how they went about it. But that's it, right? For WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's it. I imagine there's going to be some kind of women's title match. Tag title match, I should say. Maybe Bianca Belair will get a singles match of some sort against either Tiffany or Jade Cargill, or they'll have her team with Naomi to go after the women's tag titles just to give her something to do. Because she's once again now maybe arguably the biggest name who doesn't really have a direction.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I very much figured it was going to be Bianca and Jade. After that interaction at the Rumble, I figured, oh, all right, that's what we're doing. And I think everybody kind of thought the same thing. Like, yep, that's just how it's going to be. And that's a big first match for Jade, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. And maybe they feel like she's not ready for it.
Yeah.
Or they don't want her to beat Bianca and take Bianca's, little 3-win WrestleMania streak. Or she's just, it's probably as simple as she's not ready for that yet. They realize that, yes, in spurts, she can be effective, but AEW and, maybe this doesn't reflect well on Cody and the Nightmare Factory, but, she needs to be trained from scratch, basically. She's going to be able to have actual full-length matches on WTV.
Yeah, well, she was in a decent environment with the Nightmare Factory, but then with the AEW. And, well, developing people isn't their strong suit.
No, it's not. No.
So, but, Bianca's the one that, if it's not Jade, I guess the tag titles? I don't know.
Tag titles or Tiffany. But Tiffany's on the verge of becoming a babyface at this point. Because they're doing nothing with her to establish that why you should hate her.
You should hate her by how she sounds. That was always what drove me crazy about her, was that whole it's Tiffy time and the way she acted bitchy. Why would you cheer for someone like that? But it's happening. Like, wait, I don't even somebody who always kind of liked the bad people better. This is even one. I'm like, no, this she's a bitch. Like, why are you cheering for this awful woman? But sometimes athleticism and maybe her brand of evil works out for her, So, but Tiffany just seems like she's on that upward trajectory already, too.
Yeah.
But you could see it coming from NXT, though, so it's not a surprise. But I don't know, like, who else? Like, for the women, though, I mean, maybe they'll have a battle royal or an
Yeah,
invitational.
maybe there'll be a battle royal, yeah.
For what? I don't know.
And we'll just end up on SmackDown the night before.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, that's what.
WrestleMania, it's WrestleMania SmackDown that makes it different. It's just an extension of WrestleMania. It's just the same as getting on the WrestleMania card.
Except you're not, but you know,
Yeah.
it's like saying, well, anybody who's, you know, if you're not the main event of WrestleMania, you're not the main event. You know, if you're not last, you're not first. So, but yeah, the women, it's like, well, even like Liv Morgan losing to Becky. What's she got to do now? And is she still like the Liv Morgan character we talked about drives me crazy. She lost to Becky, and she's like staring Rhea down, going, "I'm gonna take everything away from you." Blah 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 blah. It's like, bitch, you just lost. Shut up! You're not doing anything. Just walk to the back. Just very weirdly written, or
Yeah, it
thought
is.
out, or planned
Yeah.
out. But then that's about all for the women. I mean, Chelsea Green not being on the show, fine, you know. Raquel can't seem to catch a break lately, so no. But did they ever just say what happened to Piper Niven? I can't remember. She's hurt, right?
She's gotta be hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The Candice LeRae Maxine Dupri story. Let's talk about that before we head out.
I was just sitting here going, what are they doing? Like,
Yeah, I went dead. What now?
yeah.
Because I don't. Maybe I just haven't paid. Maybe I haven't paid attention to enough Maxine Dupri media interviews where she's talked about that in the that before, but I had not heard about that before.
No, I hadn't either. Oh, maybe Candace is making it up, or they're making
No,
it
no,
up
no,
for
no.
this.
Oh, no. There's a dead brother. Oh,
Oh, really?
yeah.
Oh,
I found out. No, I tell me
Jesus.
about that one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There. Yeah. He died in like a car accident like 5 years ago.
So they're taking what happened naturally and just went, all right, let's make the story even worse. You know, like, you know, I really didn't see what the what the upheaval was about someone booing Maxine. You know,
Yeah,
it's
no,
just like,
that was so
it's like whatever.
overblown. I can't.
But yeah. Oof. I don't know where this came from with Candace. And like, were we supposed to get like Indy Hartwell was looking at her like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the way. So for those who remember that. But yeah, but that took me by surprise, and I'm like, okay. So I'm guessing you didn't like it.
I'm undecided. I know it's wrestling. I know it's sleazy.
Yeah, true.
I don't expect better from these people.
Yeah, like no matter who is writing or running the show, it's like it just always sneaks out. I mean, unless Maxine was like, hey, or somebody came to Maxine was like, hey, this could be a cool idea to capitalize on like the social media momentum, which is always stupid. But I don't know. It was just like, where did this come from? Like, it's just out of the blue. So I don't know where are you at with it?
We'll see where it goes. I mean, I just don't know where it can go because Maxine's also not going to magically get better either.
Yeah.
She needs more training. She needs more seasoning. You can't story write your way out of that. Yeah, she could beat Candice LeRae in a bad match. It's not going to help. The actual problem.
Right, because but isn't Candice LeRae
But
another one that never wins? So who cares?
Candice is enough of a veteran that if you marry them together like on the house shows, maybe Maxine will get better.
True.
I mean, the person who Maxine should be wrestling every day on the house shows is fucking Natalya.
Yeah, give her purpose again.
But I guess Candace is fine. Candace is good enough. She used to train people at the AIW school with Johnny, so yeah. She's a respected veteran. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
If that's the idea is, you know, as long as they're wrestling each other often enough on the house shows, you know, away from my TV, that's fine. And then mixing can maybe actually be ready for some front
yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, they throw people out. This happens.
It feels like something that would have happened 20 years ago during the Bad Divas era.
Yeah, I can see that. But I mean, they kind of like doing that though. Because I mean, even Dominic.
It's been a while since they took a hot chick and just threw her on TV and made her actually wrestle matches.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've had that. I mean, NXT doesn't count because that's what that's for. Now you can argue that people should not be having their very first matches ever on the USA Network.
No.
Well, no. Yeah, there actually is no argument. It actually is very stupid. There's no argument for it.
Yeah, like, who had their first match, like, on TV? You know what I mean? It's had to have happened. And I don't mean that as a jobber. But...
And not a celebrity deal where they played it out for months.
Exactly. But... So...
No, I mean...
Well, it's giving the women something, but it's just going to end up in a battle royal or... Maybe some invitational.
No. I mean, at best, it'll be some kind of multiple person match for the women's tag titles.
Yeah. But all right, we went a while. Well, kind of went off on a tangent about AEW, so that probably would happen. So, but yeah, that'll be it for this week. No beer for me. Been a while. Gotta start feeling healthy. So
yeah.
And I didn't hit the mute button at all, so that's nice. So
that's cool.
Oh no, I did hit it. I remembered it was on. So all right, kids. Well, I'm gonna check out my favorite part of the show. I'm gonna let Chris take us out, and we'll get at you next time.
All right, everybody. Check us out on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, at Stunt Granny is the brand, at Stunt Kelly is me, at Granny Maze is Jeremy. He will probably not respond to you on via the former Twitter.
Nope.
Also at Brett DeVanguer 11. Although Kevin just uses the Stunt Granny account for his personal musings anyway, so there's probably no point. There's pretty much no point to DeVanguer 11 either. And I will be on vacation next week, so some combination of the other guys are gonna be coming your way. Night.
Later.